Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, ma'am. It's 70809.
Your first and last name?
Monte, M-O-N-T-E, Rector, R-E-C-T-O-R.
All right, give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right, for security purposes, can you verify the street address?
7465 Boyce Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70809.
Thank you, sir. So I'm showing that it was from a contest that you entered to have a chance to win a free Dyson vacuum. I'm showing when doing so, it does state in the terms and conditions that that attaches a Bites Hub membership. That's an app to use real food to boost your energy for $59 a month.
No, ma'am. I did not do that. I remember the app, but there was nothing signed up for $59.89 per month. So not sure what has happened, but I was billed back in April 22nd for $59.89, and then I just got another transaction today for that amount. So
yeah, the charge for today declined, but it looks like you signed up for a subscription, sir.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay, I'm showing it was signed up for with moneyrector@icloud.com. That's not your email address?
That is my email address, but I did not sign up for anything.
All right, well, if you're claiming fraud, being that everything on the account matches, sir, I'm going to have to send you over to the fraud department. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so it wasn't me anymore. I have no idea what she's talking about. But she sounds like she's not one that you can't look. And if it's going to be disputed, it's got to wait for a month.
Doesn't have to wait for a month. I can dispute it immediately.
I don't want our credit card canceled. We now know there's no reason to cancel the credit card other than to stop one more $60 charge from hitting.
Understand.
All right, so the account is canceled out from any future billings. You are being transferred over to the fraud department now. Please give me one moment.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And they've already refuted the one for today.